Podcast month is a time of harmony, of friendship. All through February, WFOD shares the mic with their fellow podcasters as a gesture of good faith. But don't worry. Come March, we will be right back to motherfucking everyone again. So happy podcast month, everyone, from your friends at the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Caddy, when I think you're about to bring up the fucking Dustin Diamond thing, that's the only time I get fucking caddy.
You've been very caddy, and I don't understand why. I just
because you're always almost going to bring up the Dustin Diamond thing.
I don't think I have been. I think that you have it in your head that I'm always about to bring up Dustin Diamond.
Always talking and I'm about not. Dustin Diamond to your lady friend.
Tell the Dustin Travis. Diamond story from your perspective. I want to hear it.
Like nobody does. Dildos.
Surprise, motherfucker.
My little hands. There's nothing I can do.
You're not a bird.
Devil's plaything, baby. And know that I've been used. Her lips are cold. They suffer me. They drag me under, baby, into your suffering.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Present.
Oh, are you just acknowledging that you are, in fact, in the chair next to me?
I am.
And guys, via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse is here.
Hey, everybody.
Travis, we have one hell of a show for you tonight.
Podcast month.
It is podcast month. There's so much going on in the world to discuss, Travis. I could barely keep up with it all, Travis. I'll tell you, I was sad to learn, Travis, that I guess now I'm never going to surprise you one week with Dustin Diamond.
Is this something that you've been planning all this time, is trying to get Dustin Diamond as a surprise guest?
To surprise you, because you're a big fan. Every couple of weeks, I reach out and I'm like, "Hey, is Dustin Diamond available?" Travis
and
Travis wants to talk to him.
Like, no, he's in jail for stabbing someone in a bar because he, you know, is about that life.
And now he's dead.
Mm-hmm. Huh? R.I.P.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, after the break, we will be talking to Adam Nutter. He is a podcast man. He's a standing-up comedian, Travis. Guy's got a lot going on. Looking forward to talking to him. Travis.
It's very exciting.
Now, you know me, and you know that I'm a bit of a skeptic. I tend to...
So you don't believe Dustin Diamond's dead?
It might be a hoax. Might be a hoax.
He's on that same island with Elvis Presley, Amelia Earhart, and Jim Morrison.
And Travis, all Tupac. Things considered, for all this stuff that's been going on for like a year now, I've been a pretty good sport, I would say. I've been a good boy.
COVID's not real.
Doing what I was told, drunk.
You're an anti-vaxxer.
Doing what I was told. And the other day, Travis, those motherfuckers, they came on the news, and you know what they told me to do, Travis?
Wear three masks.
Told me to put a mask on my mask, drunk.
Well, of course that's better than one mask.
What about six masks?
They told me to put a mask on my mask. I need to, and you know what? They're already going to three masks. They're already saying, well, guys, I mean, if you're putting two on, you might as well put three on, right?
Originally, it was masks aren't effective. Then it was mandatory masks. Do
12 masks.
Now it's, why aren't you wearing two?
Well, it was goofy as shit, Travis, because it was masks. You don't need to wear a mask. And besides, there's not enough masks for the healthcare workers to wear masks. And be like, well, why do the healthcare workers need to wear masks if you don't need to wear masks because they're not effective? But so that was silly. And then they said, okay, you guys all should be wearing masks. So we went and got masks. And now they don't know what the fuck to do, Travis. They're making it up as they go along. And now they're telling you to put a mask on your mask. You wear two masks.
It's been a solid year of this just making it up as you go. Like, 6 feet, it's on surfaces, it can last on surfaces for 48 hours, just kidding, surfaces don't matter.
I'll tell you what, Travis, I'm getting to a point now where I'm starting to think they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
They as in Fauci?
All of them. It's made up nonsense. It's goofy. It's all designed to sell products.
Well, I mean, yeah, and also to fuck up my beard, because I'll tell you what, I got a beard going, right? And the worst possible thing for like a long beard is to throw a mask on it, especially after you had just come out of the shower, because I'll tell you what, it makes waves.
Do you think that what happened, Travis, is like they're like, okay, you know, we're starting to wind this whole thing down. You know, we got Trump out. So, like, you know, let's wrap this up. And then like somebody called him up and said, wait, you can't wrap it up yet. We got too many masks to sell. And they'll be like, well, shit, what are we going to do? They can't wear masks forever. And the okay, here we go. Tell them all to wear two masks for a while. And that way we'll go. They'll buy up all the masks and double mask. And fuck it. While you're at it, just go ahead and say put three masks on.
Yeah, we'll burn through the inventory quick, and then we'll move on.
Right. So it's like the end of the 4th of July fireworks, Travis. Like, you go buy as many masks as you can fit on your ears. You strap them down, and like layers, Travis. You want to be safe, right?
I don't wear that kind of mask anyway. So,
except Walgreens still is wanting you to pay $25 a box for 50 masks. That seems pretty steep.
So you wear the surgical mask on the bottom, like, and then you wear, like, you know, the fancier mask on top of the surgical mask,
and then a gator over the top of that.
Yeah, and then, like, you just wrap your head in plastic, Travis.
Wrap your head up like the negative man from Doom Patrol.
I don't know that man.
Travis, maybe he's not the negative. He wraps his head like a mummy.
Travis, the Subway tuna isn't even tuna, they said. They said that it's not only not tuna, it's not fish. It's something in mayonnaise, but they don't really know what it is. Like, somebody, some smart ass is like doing tests on the Subway tuna.
It's the same reason that they can't call their quote unquote seafood sandwich seafood and crab anymore, because there was never crab in it.
So what do they call it?
It is now called Seafood Sensation. And I think there's an asterisk by that says does not include any seafood.
Trish, do you remember like 10 years ago when they found out that like Taco Bell meat wasn't real meat, or like it had bugs in it or something? What was the Taco Bell thing? Because I remember it, you know, like that
it wasn't beef.
Trish, that Mandela thing is happening a lot lately, because like last night we decided that we don't like Marilyn Manson anymore. And I was like, I could have swore we already didn't like Marilyn Manson. And they were like, oh, yeah, but this time is it Bryce Dallas Howard? Not Bryce Dallas Howard.
Evan Rachel Wood.
Evan Rachel Wood. It's her this time. I was like, no, it was her last time. And I looked it up, and we got mad at Marilyn Manson last night for the same thing we got mad at Marilyn Manson in September. And like, now it's all just happening over again. Like the Taco Bell thing happened, Travis. They fucking said, well, Taco Bell meat isn't real meat. And like, we were like, oh, that's a funny thing to talk about on the podcast. Ha ha ha. But like, okay, then what the fuck is it?
It's delicious is what it is.
I am of the mind that we go back not quite 20 years ago, but almost, where you would go to Subway not because you believed that what you were getting served was actually what they said it was, but because you liked the flavor of whatever bullshit they put on that cake bread.
Okay, so you go there, you like the flavor, so don't worry about what it is.
Isn't it also proven that it's not a foot long, it's a 10-incher?
It's 11 inches.
11 incher?
Yeah. Their bread is technically cake the way that it's baked, so it's not actually bread. They're foot long.
How can that be, Travis? How can it be cake?
It's the way that they bake it. It's the amount of sugar they put in it. It is technically cake.
They don't make it with yeast. Is that what it is?
No. Yeah. Well, I think I'm sure there's yeast in it, but technically cake if you want to look at it from a certain standpoint. But also, yeah, their foot long is 11 inches. Their crab was never crab. That's why they got rid of the seafood and crab and then brought it back years later as seafood sensation with an asterisk. And now their tuna sandwich is not actually tuna. But we all knew years ago that canned tuna wasn't always actually tuna.
Wait, so canned tuna also isn't tuna?
Originally, like years ago, there was the big blowback because a lot of canned tuna was dolphin.
A dolphin?
That was like the 80s, though.
Wouldn't dolphin cost more than tuna, Travis? Or well, I guess like you
they can... They get caught in the tuna nets and they don't actually take them out. They just...
I guess like you catch one goddamn dolphin, you can probably chop it up.
You just process it with whatever else is in the net, right? You can call pretty much anything tuna. That's why a lot of, you know, for years, all of the tuna cans said dolphin safe. It's like, well, you're calling it tuna. Why wouldn't it be dolphin safe, right? But... At the exact same time, does it taste like tuna that you're used to?
So it's like, who gives a shit? It's like, okay, this tuna doesn't have dolphin in it, but it really none of the tuna should have dolphin in it. But
it should just be tuna.
Yeah, yeah. And so like it should just say this tuna might have dolphin in it. Like the tuna that might have dolphin in it, they should put the asterisks on their cans. Well,
it should say like a packages that have nut allergies. This tuna may have been made in a factory that contained dolphin.
I'll tell you what, Travis, if I go to the store and I find a box of Ritz crackers and I'm thinking I would like a box of delicious Ritz crackers and like underneath Ritz, it said we didn't shit in this. I'll tell you what, I'd be suspicious that maybe they shit in it.
Right.
I would think to myself, why do they have to tell me this? Why do they have to tell me they didn't shit in it? I assumed they didn't shit in it, but now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm thinking, well, like, are there other crackers that they do shit in? Like, which crackers are those? Tell me, Ritz.
Well, doesn't McDonald's McRib have the same, like, an ingredient that's used in the balance beam for gymnastics or something like that?
It gives it its buoyancy.
Shannon wrote us a book in the chat here. Let me read this. But if you eat at some of the nation's top fast food restaurants, you could be eating wood pulp. Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Carl's Jr., and Wendy's all have items on their menus that contain this ingredient. It's a common food additive made of tiny pieces of wood pulp and plant fibers.
It's a filler.
I don't care what it is. It's fucking delicious.
So you don't mind?
Why would I mind?
That's the thing is McDonald's is awful, right? Like McDonald's is terrible. Every single time that I eat at McDonald's, a half an hour later, I feel terrible.
But in the moment,
I love their double quarter pounders. I love their chickens. Yeah. I love whatever kind of bullshit chicken sandwiches they try to pretend is high end. Their fries are the best. I love the moment of shoving it in my face and regret it immediately half hour later. But you know what you're getting into, right? Like if you're plowing through these drive-thrus and they're shoving food in your face in like 30 seconds, it's not good food.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what I'm getting into, Travis, because like they said that Taco Bell meat isn't real meat. And I was under the impression that it was meat, and now they're telling me it isn't. And like they sell a tuna sandwich that isn't tuna. So like,
well, listen, Mike, it is
granted,
meat.
Travis, like if they told me, okay, it's dolphin And like, it was something that I enjoyed. I'd probably still eat it. But like, I think that we should give like everything like a death score.
Well, I mean, kind of like with the peanut butter, it says contains nuts. Like, no shit.
Yeah, like a...
It's peanut butter.
Like, you know how they have that color code scale, like after 9/11, Travis, where like they said, like, you know, how, you know, if it's red, then we're probably going to get bombed.
The Homeland Security scale.
And if it's green, we can just run around in our underwear and everything's fine. Just give all foods like a color code on like if you're going to die or not.
I think we're almost there because it wasn't that long ago that they started forcing fast food restaurants to include the caloric intake and fat content of their food. Like, it used to be a no man's land. You didn't know.
Yeah, but that's too much to read, Travis. I don't know what a good amount of calories is.
You didn't know that a Monster Burger 10 years ago had more calories than you were supposed to eat in 2 days.
Right. Like I need them to dumb it down. You know,
but
like,
that's what I'm saying. We're almost there. The caloric intake is there. I feel like the next step is just a smiley face or like a frowny face.
Yeah, like you put a purple sticker on the wrapper that says this might have bugs
in
it.
And I guarantee you I'll still eat all the frowny faces.
And those motherfuckers are trying to get us to eat bugs before you know it, Drunk.
Well, I mean, technically, crickets are like the best protein you can get.
Right.
And if it tastes good, who gives a shit?
But yeah, I just treat fast food like I treat my little sister. Ignorance is bliss, man.
what does that mean?
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with your little sister?
I don't know what she does. Ignorance is bliss.
You don't know what she does?
She can do whatever she wants.
What does she do?
Well, I mean, she has babies, so obviously.
She's
done something. But.
See you at Christmas and your birthday. Don't give a shit otherwise. Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss, baby. Ignorance is bliss.
The way you said that bugged me.
Why?
Hey, Travis, do you remember the Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay song? Uh-huh. Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay. You remember that song, Travis? Yeah. Drunk has
just
it.
Just a little reminder.
Now watch me whip. Kill it. Now watch me Nay Nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me Nay Nay.
Why me?
Travis, you remember this jam?
Kill it.
Watch me Nay Nay.
That's a good one, right?
I actually love that song.
Yeah, that guy murdered his cousin. He's in jail now. He has a new song.
Travis with the no cell.
He has a new song that just came out, and I was like, well, this is great promotion for that. It was called Swish, and we looked it up, and I played a little bit of it for Drunk, and then Drunk X'd out of it. He said, yeah, we're not playing that. So Drunk saved you guys from hearing any of Swish. Which is the follow-up single from the guy who just murdered his cousin. It just came out like 2 days ago, so,
yeah. And when did he get arrested for murdering his cousin?
Yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really poor timing.
Or great timing, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, that's true. No press is bad press.
Well, I'll tell you what, it overshadowed the single release big time, Travis, because like I Googled Salento Swish, and all that was coming up on Google was stuff about the murder.
They didn't even like footnote that he had a new single out in the articles?
It must have come up because I found out about it from a news article. Otherwise, I would not have known that.
Well, there you go. That's perfect.
Yeah.
This person just murdered somebody. Also, they have a new single out.
They have a new single that just dropped on the 28th. I wonder if that's like some kind of contractual obligation because it's not newsworthy. I mean, like you say, hey, it's the Whip Nay Nay guy and he murdered his cousin. You don't have to mention his new single. You don't have to like give him like a ad in your news story about his murder.
No, I mean we're canceling Marilyn Manson for things he supposedly did 20 years ago and removing movies and television programs from upcoming release slate. We don't need to talk about the Nay Nay guy having a new single when he's arrested for murder.
Travis, I really don't think that there's any benefit to putting on a second mask. I'm not a scientist, Travis, and like I don't want to refute the experts. The experts are saying it. They're saying, hey, you know what the best way to do it is you take a mask and you put a mask over that mask, and then it's like double effective because there's two of them. And like I hear that, and I want to be a good boy, Travis, and I want to say, oh, I mean, obviously, right? You know, it's common sense. Two is better than one, right? But Travis, at some point, we have to kind of go, are they fucking with us?
So eventually, it's going to be like that Saturday Night Live commercial with the razor blades, where they go from 1 to 2 to 4 to 12 blades.
12 blades.
I'm interested in what all scientists think because they're smarter than me, as long as I see who's funding their research.
Right, right, Travis. But double masks, don't you think at this point they're throwing darts at a dartboard?
If the scientist who came up with this is being funded by Masks LLC...
But here's the thing with that. A lot of people went to making masks once this COVID thing hit.
And now we got too many. We got to get rid of some.
That's just like the hand sanitizer.
Travis, once this shit's over, nobody's going to want no masks.
Or hand sanitizer.
Because, like, weren't the people that make, like, the Major League Baseball jerseys, they were making masks?
Can you imagine how many temperature, like thermometers are going to be in Goodwill once this is all over? Oh, like all those like weird head thermometers and shit are just going to be
the digis, man.
The shelves of Goodwill.
That's a good call. I'm about 6 months from now, I'm gonna have to give me a thermometer.
It'll be very reasonable.
Travis,
can you use that on like food?
I mean, it's a barter system at that point, right?
No, I'm just saying, well, how high do they go? Because it's just like a shoot it at your forehead kind of deal, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, well, I get 105 probably would be max, right? Because if you were more than like 104, you're probably dead.
So I can't just be like, oh, this is internally is 140, I'm good to go.
No, you're gonna need to actually buy an actual instant read thermometer for your food.
Okay. Travis, yeah. Shannon's on this kick with the fast food. She says that McRibs isn't real ribs.
Well, no, of course it's not real ribs.
Of course not.
I think they just kind of make it into a shape, and then they say, hey, this is rib. But they're lying. Travis, it's all lies.
What do they typically call them if it's not the McRib? It's like a rib.
They should just call it the wavy barbecue sandwich.
It's like a ribs, like a pressed rib sandwich or some like, shit.
Guys, it's kind of wavy, and we put
it's probably some kind of pork, maybe.
I was about to say, don't they call it like a tenderloin sandwich or something?
Kind of some kind of pork, kind of something with barbecue sauce.
You call that bullshit tenderloin, and I'm going to have a real problem.
Put it on a long bun.
maybe throw a pickle or two on top.
You got to have the pickle and the onion. That's
They are delicious.
Never had one.
You never
had a McRib?
Like, period? Or
Nah, real McRib? Like, because...
Your school didn't serve them?
Yeah, there's plenty of places that serve a variation of them, but the McDonald's McRib is much fast food as you eat. You've never had a McRib.
If I go to the McDonald's, I'm gonna get me a cheeseburger and some French fries.
Next time you go, you need to get
maybe
yourself
if I'm feeling saucy, I'll get some chicken nuggets.
They're only out twice a year.
Some dip and barbecue sauce. I don't need a McRib. It looks gross,
dude. When they had them at my school, oh my god, I would go ham sandwich on those things. Dude.
I don't want to get it on my face because then somebody will see me with sauce on my face and I'll look like a fool.
It's called napkins, bro.
Yeah, you just wipe your face after you take a bite. It's really kind of elementary.
Actually, I would just wait for the whole thing to be finished and then wipe my face, personally. But
yeah, because then people know you were involved in some serious eating. Just like, that guy just had a meal.
Let people know I mean it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kind of like wings. I don't actually wipe my hands off until I'm finished with my wings.
Oh, man. I don't wipe it. The way that I eat
wings. Oh, I wipe my hands after every eat. After every wing.
No.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I need like a whole bunch of
that's
napkins.
Fuckery.
Is what that Drunk, is. if you're on board with me, is like how we eat wings is like you eat about 6, 7, 8,
yep.
8 wings.
Mm-hmm. What if
you
I need
take
to
a
scratch,
drink of beer?
Scratch my butt.
No, you take a drink of beer, so you get wing sauce all over your glass of beer.
Yep.
And then maybe you wipe your face. Maybe. Mike, you're doing this all wrong.
Because we're gonna take a break. We're gonna regroup.
What happens? What happens after the regroup?
You'll see.
Okay,
it's a surprise.
Katy Perry is John Bonet. Strange
label. Honey, I just heard about a great new product that takes the mess out of shitting in your mouth.
But I love when you shit in my mouth. That's our fun garage activity.
But with the shit in your mouth funnel, I can shit in your mouth in the bedroom, in the kitchen, anywhere.
There it is. Shitfunnel.com. Just a couple of clicks. Ordered. It's in the mail.
In the meantime, want to go out in the garage?
WFOD!
I was once with Verizon, not anymore.
Used to ask if you could hear me now, but I switched to Sprint.
Hey, you're the...
I used to ask if you could hear me now, but I switched to Sprint.
I switched too.
Great.
All the networks are great. We're talking within a 1% difference in reliability. And Sprint's 60% of our national air now.
Sprint's reliability is now within 1% difference.
1% more air.
Sprint is saving me twice.
We're talking within a 1% difference in reliability.
Can you hear that? No. 60% of our
national air now.
Mike,
no.
What? Stop! You're having a bad dream.
Oh God. What phone carrier do we have?
AT&T, I think. Why?
Paul isn't coming to it, is he?
Paul who?
The can you hear me now guy. He switched to Sprint. Can he switch again? We switch.
No, I don't think so. Why?
I don't trust him, that Paul. I don't support what he did.
Go back to bed, Mike.
Can you hear me now? Good.
Chaotic and undignified. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Like nobody does.
Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is the host of the Cult of Us podcast. Check that out at youtube.com. Wow.
Take two.
Wow,
man.
Drunk.
I thought you were going to regroup on the break.
.com. At this point, I mean, .com.
You don't even need it. On the YouTubes, just say that.
It's on YouTube, Cult of Us. Comedian Adam Nutter is on the program. Adam, I fucked that up pretty bad. I mean, like, actually, if I would have just barreled through, nobody would have even noticed. No. Right? I mean, like, yeah. .com, who
you
cares?
You should say http://.
Why do I even?
www.
Addressing the bomb usually makes it worse just from a...
Yeah, I mean, just say .com and move on. Adam, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, So, in the AOL, were you an AOL instant message guy? I can't tell. You look like you're about our age. You were in AOL.
I'm 34. So, yes.
Yeah, sure. So, I in the AOL instant messenger days, I had a girlfriend in Mesa, Arizona that used to send me nudie pictures.
Okay.
And she always asked me, will you send me a nudie picture? And I was, nah. Eventually, I sent the gal in Mesa, Arizona picture of my dick at him. And
how old were you?
16.
I probably shouldn't say.
Yeah, I mean, continue with your story. But I know what's happening. Go ahead.
I probably shouldn't say, Adam. I shouldn't. But I think about that picture of my dick all the time. And I
mean, how, like, it's out there on the web.
It's probably not.
For everyone to see.
It's probably not. It's probably gone. And how many pictures of your dick are on the internet?
Oh, on the webs?
No, I mean,
first of all, you were messaging a pedophile, 100%. But secondly,
no, she sent me pictures, Adam. Unless that was like somebody that, like, the pedophile tricked into sending
pictures. You're right with your face.
You just grab a picture off the internet and you're like, this is me.
And then the pedophile man sent me oh my God, I sent my dick to a pedophile.
Mikey got duped.
Probably.
He's just realizing this.
It was 20 years later. That picture was passed around like a NAMBLA meeting.
Oh, they passed the picture. Oh, this is even worse than I thought.
Dude, they held that like a gold idol.
See, now I thought one person had a picture of my dick and like it was probably on like an old computer that doesn't exist anymore.
It's on a message board with all these pedos.
Somebody saved it to a CD-ROM and then saved it to an external hard drive. And then now that 3D printers exist, they put it into a 3D printer program and created like a little Mike Dick dildo.
Hey,
shoving up each other's asses.
Not for nothing. If a group of people were so enthused about my dick to do that much work, I'd be psyched.
I guess if you put it that way, yeah, me too. Like, that would be pretty neat. But,
you know?
But like,
complaining about fucking regular dick problems, dude. You got fucking 3D printer dick problems. That's so
normal. But here's the thing. Like, I think about the dick picture and like what became of it, and probably nothing.
So did you have a face with the newspaper and the date?
I had just it's low res at this point.
Oh,
I
mean, totally.
That picture and the name and the date came way later. Like, that was not something people did back in the day.
No, not the name, but the face though.
The AIM days. The AOL Messenger days were just ASL.
Exactly. ICQ was my jam. I jumped over AOL and went right to ICQ.
But I mean, like,
what's ICQ?
Adam, my dick is fine though. Like, I mean, it's unremarkable. I'm not going to win any dick awards.
Average. I get it.
But I mean, it's not like a dick that like you'd pass around to your friends and say, "Hey, look at this dick." They just say, "Okay, it's a dick. Who cares?" Even if you knew it was my dick, like if Drunk saw my dick, he would probably just say, "Yeah, it's fine."
Right, but not pedophiles looking for your dick.
I was gonna say, also, are any dicks really something people pass around? I feel like they're not appealing to anybody.
No, they're gross.
They're not appealing at all.
No, they're generally disgusting. Like, I will say, like, that's the one thing about like dude bodies. It's like we're not like, just generally speaking, gay or not, like, it's just we're not attractive. Gender.
No, not at all. You never really look at a guy. I mean, once in a while you get like a outstanding specimen.
First of all, I'll name seven right now. It's not exactly that hard. I could Jake Gyllenhaal, Jared Leto, just name two. I guess Derek Jeter, out of respect I have for him, you know, as a Yankee fan. But like, that's three. That's off my head.
Yeah. Zac Efron, if you've seen him without a shirt lately.
Dude, Zac Efron is fucking handsome. Yeah, Zac Efron. See, that's four. I just got four.
But if their dicks are just like normal, would you be disappointed?
Even if they were awesome, they're still like, oh, put some pants on that guy and just show his abs.
I think that's what Michelangelo thought when he made David. He's like, let's make the dick small because no one really wants to look at it. Everyone's supposed to look at his abs. Like, I get it.
Make it inconsequential so they look at everything else.
Like the abs are the focal point. Like, yo, look at this fucking routine I do. Don't worry about what's going on down here.
Yeah, I want them to appreciate the whole fucking thing that I made, not his gorilla dick. Like, I want him to look at his pecs. I want him to look at his beautiful face. I worked hard on this fucking thing.
also, like, there's just that thing where, like, if you admire somebody, anybody, like, in this case, it's a dude we're talking about, right? So let's say, like, if you admire a dude, especially sexually, right? Like, you want him to have a piece on him. It just fits the pack. It's like, it completes the package. You don't, you know, it's like, it adds something. Like, if
you don't want him to have a small package.
Yeah, it's right. Like, it's like, it ruins it. It's like finding out Santa Claus isn't real.
It's like that segment in, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the movie Bedazzled, starring Brendan Fraser.
Of course I am. 34 years old.
Yeah, where he wants to be the tallest, awesomest basketball player there ever was, and then she fucks him by giving him a super tiny, shitty dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although, I gotta be honest with you, there's trade-offs to everything, right? Like, everybody has a price. So what's your price? What's your price for fame, athleticism, and fortune? But
right,
tiny piece.
I don't think a gal would be that bummed out about it. They'd just be like, "Okay, you got a little dick. Fortune. Like, you know, who cares?
Just give me the other stuff." Here's
what I always like to say to people when we have like these hypothetical conversations. Like, imagine being, I'll just say Aaron Rodgers right now, right? Like one of the most famous athletes like in America, right? So many people look up to him, men and women. Women want to be with him, right? Because he's Aaron fucking Rodgers. He's a handsome dude. We don't understand what that's like. Like, we don't know that life. We have no idea what that's like. So, like, imagine being him and then being able to fuck all those chicks, right? Anybody he wants, dude. The chicks, right? Anybody. Because he's Aaron Rodgers. But having a small piece on top of it all. He'd be like, fuck, this sucks. Everyone's going to fucking – it's going to get out. Like, we don't understand. So you and I look at it and be like, yeah, who gives a shit? It's money. But we all had that life. If we got into that life, we might be like, fuck, you know what? Might go back the other way.
The problem with that is, though, I feel like regardless of if that information got out, because they'll never say it to you, they're still going to go through with it. I feel like even if that information got out, they still want to be with Aaron Rodgers. They don't give a shit.
And by the way, Aaron Rodgers was a bad example because I saw his dick. Nice.
But I get that, Adam, like, because I am not famous. I have nothing to lose, and I've spent my entire life worried that somebody's going to see my completely average dick. Like, if everyone saw my dick, who cares? But still, I live my life in fear. Like, what happens? What happens if Travis sees my dick? What do I do then? Can I even talk to Travis anymore?
Here's the only question I get. Here's my two questions I would ask if this is a fear. Would you, would you lose your job? Or two, even if it was years ago, let's say you have a current wife relationship, whatever. They're like, nah, even though it was like 20 years ago, like, nah, I'm done. Like, would it affect the relationship? If it doesn't affect those two things, then it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Dan, it shouldn't matter.
So,
because, like, who cares?
Oh, like, if my wife found out that I have a dick, well, I mean, she's upstairs. She probably hears me talking.
If she finds out.
If she didn't know before, she knows now.
And also, you lose your job.
Right.
Adam, have you sent your dick to people?
Multiple times, yes.
You have? I mean,
always warranted. Yeah.
You mean, like, they said, hey, show me your dick, and you're like, okay.
I mean, it was always in a situation.
There was already some familiarity there. Yeah. It wasn't just like unsolicited. Like, never. Hey, take a look.
No,
so it was a conversation of a sexual nature. So you don't send it like as a goof.
No, me and my wife used to do when we were dating.
You'd be like, "Hey, look at this dick."
Yeah, that's exactly what I used to say.
I'm gonna do it to you later with this guy.
I found the perfect angle. I send this one to everybody.
Travis, I think I was so terrified of this one dick pic, I don't think I've ever sent another picture of my dick ever again.
Drunk, have you ever sent
a dick pic?
Drunk, you sent people pictures of your dick?
Don't care.
I have never.
Never, Travis?
Not never.
Why? Why not?
I just it never occurred to me.
Travis,
hold on. Back up.
Granted, I'm 40 years old and I've been with my wife since I was 22. We were married when we were 27.
That's fair. That's an excuse. So. But like you're saying it like you're just like scrolling through my phone and you're like, dick pic. It's like, no, it's like, it's always like in a context. Now, I will send I will send sometimes, if I get out of the shower, semi-nude pictures to my friends because I think it's funny and they hate it. So
yeah, but that's like, that amounts to like back in the day when people used to take a picture of the toilet after they took a shit, right? Like,
yeah, hey, so what I would do, because I don't have any muscle on me anymore. I'm like 163 pounds of just nothing. I'm like skeleton and bone.
That's awesome.
So what I do is I did this to my co-host Neil Wood on my podcast, and he's like, he was so mad. Not really mad, but you know what I'm saying. I got out of the shower, and right where my mirror meets my sink, it's like right at my pelvic bone, like right there. That's where it stops. Cause I'm 6 feet, so it's like perfect. And I flexed, and like I'm making like a stupid face. It's like a selfie. And he's just like, fuck you, I hate you. What? So send me this shit. I hate you. He's like, this is sexual harassment.
So I feel like that's something we should all be doing.
So the art of the dick picture, Travis, if you were to take a dick picture, would you like take it in the mirror so that like people like see?
Oh, that's rookie.
You don't want to down at your dick though, because it looks silly.
First of all, you do it by, you got to angle and you got to do comparative angle shots.
I think it's like upwards, right?
Oh, you like put it next to a number two pencil or like a
put it next to like a number two pencil that's been used for like 3 years.
No,
like it's been sharpened
100
times.
You take like a remote and you put it a little further away. So it's like depth perception. You get it? And then you shoot at a certain angle and in a certain lighting. You got a backlight.
So that way they're extra disappointed.
You get one of those ring lights to take pictures of your wiener.
Like, hey, banana, the same shape. Look at that.
Adam, I'm not really sure why my line of questioning went to dick pics with you. I'm not sure.
I mean, I look like
happened.
That would be something I would do. I also look like I do heroin. I do look like a lot of things.
So the Cult of Us podcast is fairly new, isn't it? Like, you've done a couple of different podcasts, haven't you?
Well, two. I mean, so we used to go by Nerds with Words, and honestly, it was just... The name was catchy, but the theme, it really wasn't the theme of the show. It was just kind of two comics having guests on, talking shit.
So people like thought you were going to talk about Xbox and like math problems.
Which, I mean, we would sometimes just by, you know, conversation, but like what Neil and I realized is like, hey, we're trying to gather a fucking comedy following, you know, like a, cause we do stand up. So like we want people to come see us. We want people to interact with us. We want people to watch our podcast. So we're like, this isn't working. We have to rebrand. And I was like, we're just trying to come up with names. And like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? And I was like, well, we want to start like a cult following, right? How about the Cult of Us? Like, that was it.
Yeah. So it's the same show. It's just a different name for it?
No, we also – so it's pretty much just – we don't really do guests anymore.
Yeah.
We realize most people tuning in. So Neil and I would do solo episodes every now and then when we were doing Nerds of Words, and the solo episodes would do much better than a lot of the guests. Not all the guests. Some guests we got were fucking great, and some friends of ours, you know, some big comics and stuff, and they always did well. But we would also bring in a lot of our local comedy friends, and this is something that you realize doing comedy. Not everybody's funny off stage. Not everybody can do what I'm doing, just like interact and just do this.
Sure.
Like they'll get all on camera and mic, and like we're not an interview show. We never were. So we would like just jump in and joke around and we'd just sit there and wait to be interviewed. I'm like, hey man, you don't get it. And it would suck and like it would ruin the show. So Neil and I were like, we're going to stop that. We're going to make it where people want to see us riff and go back and forth. We're funny together. And then we just bring on guests occasionally now that we know are going to do great.
Right.
Pretty much. And it's been doing much better, and it's been downloads have been better, and like it's a much better product. So we're happy with it, and we're trying to still grow it and stuff. But yeah, Cult of Us. It was only like 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, whatever. And the Cult of Us.
And you have like a whole podcast network. Where
yeah, we do Drop Tent Media Network. Neil and I co-own that bitch, and yeah, there's a bunch of great podcasts on it. And it's like, listen, it's like, like Gas Digital and like, you know, fucking All Things Comedy or whatever. We're trying to do something like that where it's like, hey, listen, this is the place for comics or any, not even comics, it's any content creator that doesn't give a shit about, you know, what's going on? Like, this is a space for open speech, as long as it's not pedophile shit or anything. But other than that, it's like, hey, be here, come here, be funny, be cool with everybody, as long as everybody's cool with each other. And that's what we're trying to, you know, that message. Like, we don't want to, we're not PC or anything. So,
Mike, we've been trying to shut this Strange Label thing down for years. It feels like this is a good home for us.
Well, you guys could totally come on board. You don't have to be in Philly.
Travis wants to ditch the
our own thing.
Yeah. You should probably cut this part out, Travis.
Yeah, I've been pushing Mike to fucking cut this shit out for years. Like, let's be done with this. Let's just do the show.
it's fun because, like, we just help each other push each other's shit. And most of us are comics. We'll do shows with each other, drop 10 shows and stuff. It's just fun. It's cross promotion.
Yeah. Guys, so it's droptentproductions.com or?
Just droptent.com.
Droptent.com.
Don't forget the HTTP.
All the podcasts are on there.
HTTP. ///
Fucking S. You have an S, bitch.
Secure. Awesome.
And guys, at Adam Nutter on Twitter. Follow him. Let him know you heard him here. Adam.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for assuring me. I think that I feel better. My dick pic's probably not out there. It's probably gone.
Dead and gone, Mike. If that's what makes you feel better, it is dead and gone.
And even if it is, who cares, right?
Exactly.
You're not important enough.
Right.
Sorry.
Who cares?
I'm not either. I'm not either.
Right. If my dick pic is out there, who cares? And if it's not, who cares?
And if it's out there, make sure to tweet it at Mike, at WFO Dicks.
Yeah, guys.
Hey, real quick story before I go. It ties right into this. This is a true story. My buddy, I won't say his name. He's a comic, though. He tells a story, but just my buddy, he's a comic. He has nothing to lose. He's a fucking comic who lives at home. He's like 27. He's an exterminator, barely. He was chat rouletting with some chick, and she's like, oh, let's like jerk off, whatever. So he jerks off. She films it, right? And she goes, if you don't send me $300, I'm going to send this to everyone in your friends list. He goes, I'll send everyone in your friends list. I don't give a fuck. He goes, I'm a comic. Like, what are you going to do?
Wow. $300 is actually a pretty fair amount for extortion.
That's true.
That really is reasonable. But yeah.
I mean, sure. But
yeah, I would almost be like, you know what? You're being very fair with me. I appreciate it. And give her the $300.
$275. Right? I'll give you $275.
That is, you know, people really did take a guess. I jumped on Omegle and Chat Roulette a few times just to see what it was, and I immediately was turned off by that thing. So power to him for sticking with it to find somebody who would jerk off with him, and also power to him for staying strong.
Exactly, but that's how it works. Same, be like, I'll do it, and be like, nah. Fuck. You just take the power away.
I don't care.
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week?
Oh, I did. Hold on.
Something you want the people to
go to Travis first. I forgot like what mine was.
Something you saw this week, Drunk, like a movie, like a TV show. Something you want, like, did you hear any good songs, Drunk?
Yeah, sure. Here, my pick of the week. There's a show on ABC. It's called The Chase. And it's got the three, like.
It's got the Watt brothers in it. Is that the one with the Watt brothers?
No, it's got the three Jeopardy champions, and they're answering trivia questions.
No.
And these fools are undefeated, bro. They're crazy. So.
So it's like, is it a game show?
Yeah, it's a game show. There's three contestants, and they got to answer questions. And then the Jeopardy people got to answer more questions than they do, and they do it every time.
This doesn't sound good at all.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's three super nerds.
This sounds terrible. Like, why wouldn't you just watch Jeopardy?
Well, I like Jeopardy, so I do watch Jeopardy.
And this?
And this, too much.
Travis, pick of the week. Travis, is there anything the people to know about?
Travis's pick of the week this week is the current run of Marvel Comics' Daredevil, written by Chip Zdarsky, who is one of my favorite current comic book writers. I don't love Daredevil, and I've known that Chip Zdarsky has been writing this for a while. I think he's up to like issue 26, 27. Read the first three trade volumes. Quite amazing. It's great. It's got me into Daredevil. It's a departure for me from Chip Zdarsky, because he's typically a funny man writer, and he's done really well with this kind of a darker character. Daredevil by Chip Zdarsky. It's been pretty great. I cannot wait to read the subsequent issues.
Adam, you got a pick of the week, buddy?
Well, I am actually reading U.S. Agent right now, the new run with Christopher Priest's run.
Oh, very enough. Nice. Very nice.
That's the gray Captain America, right?
I mean,
it's just Captain America, but gray?
No, he's not physically gray. Like, his color is gray.
Yeah, like Captain America's blue and he's gray, right?
No, he's like a darker blue with like a... Oh.
He's still the colors. He's still the colors of the flag. Mike.
Hold on. Can you see this?
Maybe I don't know who U.S. Agent is. Yeah, it looks like a gray Captain America, right?
It's not. It's blue for sure. Oh, but
okay. Yeah, it's totally blue,
that,
Mike.
I want to help you, but I can't say it's not blue. It's 1,000% blue.
Mike, pick of the week.
That new Denzel movie on HBO, whatever, was it the
fuck Little Things? It was the good. Little it was Things. Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. See, the whole time I kept thinking, is there going to be some explosions or some car chases? There's not.
So our theater's going to open up this year?
But it's good.
Everything just could be on HBO Max?
Well, yeah, everybody buy AMC stock. Theater's opening back up.
Oh, Travis, you're still on that thing?
Well, he missed out on the GameStop stock, so...
Hey, I have 1.5 Bitcoin, so I'll be over here with that.
Hey, 1.5 Bitcoin is pretty sweet. I have
no, it's a lot of money.
I have 139 Dogecoins.
Oh, I think I have like, yeah, I did that for fun, just to fuck with the Wall Street guys. I think I have like 10,000 of those.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome.
Wait, is there
I got some Ethereum Classic. That shit, no good.
No, I'll be honest with you. I've been pretty big into the Bitcoin thing. Like, so I bought it at $1,100, and when it was like $4,000 last year, I was like, "Fuck!" I was like, "This is not what." And then I kept listening to the right people and
held it.
Yep,
baby.
I kept putting in too.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Adam, yeah. We had John McAfee on the show.
So did a while I. Back. We had him on Years of Words.
He's great.
Awesome. He's in jail. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy. Right?
Yeah.
Well, probably not. He's probably a terrible person.
Well, actually. He probably murdered his neighbor.
No, they got him for bullshit.
Well, no. Well, this time they got him for bullshit.
Probably
but
murdered his neighbor.
No, McAfee's awesome.
No, he is. He's awesome. For sure. He's awesome. But he probably should be in jail.
I just agree with that, McAfee.
There's probably at least one or two things that he should probably be in jail for. But like I asked him, like, I don't understand all of that. And like, can't, you know, the guy who made Bitcoin just say, okay, there is no more Bitcoin. I don't get it. I don't get it, Adam.
Okay.
One day.
It's not that complicated.
I'm going to fuck it up, but I'll give you the best. So no one knows who actually made Bitcoin. The myth is this guy Satoshi, everyone's pronounced his name. That guy doesn't exist. There's no one that guy. No one knows. There is a finite amount of Bitcoin. It's only like 600 and something billion or trillion. I think it's billion Bitcoin. Available. Once it ends, there is no more Bitcoin. That's what makes it valuable. Unlike gold, because they could just keep finding and mining. Like Elon Musk is like, I'm going to mine a comet of gold recently. So like. That means nothing. And obviously the dollar means nothing. It's physically backed by nothing. They just print money.
Right.
And right. More. So it means nothing. So our money is backed by absolutely nothing. Bitcoin's backed by physical mined data. And that's where I start to lose a little bit. Like, I'm not going to be able to give you a good explanation. So bear with me. But that's pretty much it. So it's a physically backed – it's physical something. It's a physical data. And there's a finite amount. And once – it's out, there is no more Bitcoin ever. There'll be something else probably, but Bitcoin will be done forever.
Yeah, they'll just make Bitcoin too.
Well, no, because they would have to find a whole new like thing. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like Ethereum's its own thing.
Dogecoin's its own thing.
Right, kind of like that.
Yeah, Travis, I bought a couple Dogecoins the other day just so that I could be part of the fun. I don't know what any of it
means. Here's the thing with that, though. They're never going to fucking be worth anything.
No.
And this is like not an offense to anybody, but like anybody, even if you were poor, you could afford Dogecoin. And you think it's gonna be worth money?
Yeah, Adam. I was just being a silly goose. Adam, I bought $3 so that I could look at it and go, ha, look at that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there are people who are like, it's going to the moon. I'm like, it's not. Even if Elon Musk says it is, it's not.
It's the same reason I bought GameStop. Because let's join the movement, right? Like, I didn't think it was going to make me rich.
I bought Nokia. I bought AMC.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't need to go to the moon, but it might be kind of fun, like, if it went as high as David Blaine did when he was with the balloons.
Yeah. Yeah. My big bet right now is WWE because it's a dividend stock, and they pay me for owning their stock, so that's the thing that I love the most. Roku was really great. I wouldn't have cashed out as early as I did with Roku.
Fucked up. I still have it.
But hey, I was able to side my house with the returns from it, so it's fine. But there's actual good stock out there, but it's also fun to play the internet game.
Of course, dude. I have Roku. I have like my stocks that I care about. Roku. I have Tesla. I have Penn Gaming. The guys who bought Barstool.
Oh, Penn, absolutely Barstool. I love Barstool.
Me too. We bought the Penn. Me and my wife. I say me and my wife. She's just like, you're doing great. She has no idea. I'm just doing well with this. I'm just doing really good with this. So it's like, I got it on Penn stock when it was $10 a share.
That's what I got. $9. I bought in at $9 because I remember people telling me when it was $30, you should buy in, and then it dropped crazy. And it dropped down to like $9. I think it actually went lower than that.
It did. I bought it at nine bucks,
and it's like what, $110 right now?
Well, I've got like $103, but like, and I got like a bunch of shares in that, so I was like, "Fuck, yes!" Yeah. I was like, "Keep adding on." Tesla too. Tesla fucking through the fucking roof. It's a lot of companies who kind of do their own thing and kind of like fuck the quo.
Yep.
Seem to do very well.
Yep. As soon as Elon Musk like sets foot on the moon himself, then you're good to go.
Yeah. Mars, man. Not the moon.
There you go.
The moon's an alien base. Guys, keep up. What are we doing?
So I wasn't completely hard, Adam. I was like half hard. And I think that was also another mistake.
This is probably the end, Mike.
Well, because I thought, Travis, was like, I don't want to send like a full bone, but I don't want to send it soft. I just want it kind of in the middle.
Yeah, I always send a full bone. Yeah.
In fact, if you could add on somehow, it'd be great. You always want to
put it up. If you can Photoshop that in like 30%.
Want like an elephant trunk. Yeah.
Guys, we did it. Show's over. Thanks, Adam. It was fun. Guys, the Cult of Us
next week
podcast,
maybe?
Check them out. I think, Drunk, we should probably do a show probably about a week from now.
Okay.
Travis, are we going to do more podcast month?
Travis, the whole month is podcast month.
So. Ugh.
Guys, thanks. Good turnout in chat. We appreciate it. Oh, Shannon had a good joke, Travis. She said that you're old and you sent dick pics, Polaroids in the mail. That was a pretty good joke. It was a while ago, though. Now it doesn't matter because, I mean, that was like a long time ago. So, all right. Talk to you next week. Bye. I got you, babe. Oh, I turned you off too early, Drunk. I'm sorry.
Mikey does it like no one does. They say our love won't pay the rent. For it's earned, our money has all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot. I don't know. I was going to ask him something, and I cannot recall what I was going to ask him. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. Probably because Mike started talking dicks and whatnot. Probably because there was so much dick talk. That could possibly be what I was like, oh, this is going to totally fucked up the trajectory of Mike's dick talk. Well, I mean, Travis, you could let me know in advance. Like, hey, I got a really good question for Adam. Don't get right into the dick stuff. I didn't have an advance a good question. It was like in the moment, and I was like, oh, I should talk to him. I don't remember. You leave me to my own devices, Travis. I'm going dick. You know what's funny? I know. It's either dick or shit. I was going to tell a little story this week. My bad self. What happened? About how I went full Mike Moore this week. Oh, what'd you do? Did you yell at somebody in the drive-thru? No. So I was having my way with myself, And, you know, usually I can just shoot it right across the room, but I just had a little gloopy and it barely came out like Mike style. And I was like, what is going
Jesus
on
Christ,
here?
Jesus Christ, drunk.
What? There's a guest on the line.
We have
yeah, I'm a piece of shit. I didn't think that story was going there, though.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
You didn't know it's over.